A PM that is good at nothing else but execution is valuable to a team, while a team with a PM that can execute is better off without the PM. Welcome back to Product Table season number 2. If you're new here, my name is Elvis and I am product manager based in Riga, Latvia, and on this podcast we explore the ways how to get in product management, discover strategies, techniques and tools that help you to become a better product manager. I'm inviting people here behind incredible software and hardware products that solve our daily challenges to have meaningful talks about their experiences. As of episode number 1, today we are talking about how to get in product management and, of course, succeed. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for daily dose of PM inspiration. Before we jump into any meaning of techniques and tools and having guests here, it's very important to understand what is product management. When my mom asked me, what is product management? What is your responsibility? I usually took a pen and paper and tried to put in 3 simple words: business, technology, and user experience. And in the middle of this small universe, there is product management, and there are also product managers. For me, this is so fascinating role in the tech teams right now, especially during the pandemic. PMs are the closest people on the action center of everything, right? They have influence over there on some key decisions on the business, technology, and also in design. And this is really fascinating. And many people have seen this, that product manager has left the company and started his or her own business, which is really great. And those products really later on succeed. And what fascinated me more, that last year, in the end of the last year, LinkedIn has took a survey on how demand was grown during the pandemic on the job market, and product managers has increased its position from 9 to 8. So meaning that the product managers are demanding right now, right? So it's your turn now to after this episode to think if you want to pursue this career, and always remember that it's okay to transform your things, because I transformed all my life from chemistry to finance and to product management, and now I'm happy that I'm here. So I will tell you my story, that 4 years ago, after I joined one of the fastest growing P2P marketplaces in Riga and now in Europe, in also in the world, Mintos, I was a part of this internship program. One of the very first interns that they had, and I was doing a bunch of roles, starting from finance, ending with just sales, and just having a grasp of this product sense, right? And it took me understanding that actually I was very fascinated on what the product guys are doing there and how the tech team is working. So I took a leap myself and transitioned actually from finance, which was also about 3 years ago of experience in total there, into the product. And later on, I just started to help startups and financial institutions to shape their products to make it so much better for the customers. And what I did is just I was 20 at that time, right? So you may ask, what is this sequence? How can I get there? And as Simon Sinek used to say, and always is saying, let's start with why. And the starting with why is so damn important, right? You need to make sure that it's just right for you, right? I know that this role is right for me, because I have seen a lot of PMs not willing to work there, but they do not have this inspiration, but they found themselves elsewhere. And when I was like hearing some of like very first talks about the product PM responsibilities and actually what the common things they are having as a PMs, I was like a little bit shocked because I was this type of person, right? Not knowing all the required skills. And I couldn't imagine now that I can be something else. And I was not planned, actually. I was never planning to be a PM. I was hoping that I can be amazing chief financial officer or being an astronaut and work with Elon Musk, right? So it's interesting. And let's dive deep if this role is actually for you. So I will just give you things on what product manager is fulfilled by. And the common things that all product managers and also human resources are saying, they are somewhat that solves people's problems. It's not about only users, it's also about the teams, because to make products ship better, you need also to have this sense of solving the problems inside your house, inside your team, and so forth, and also like ship it to the users. They are somewhat that drives the business growth. They are really passionate that the business is growing, right? They have the skill that they want to work with variety of people, no matter of the skin, race, ethnicity, right, or gender. It's the amazing thing to work with different people around there, from sales, from business, from design, from support, right? It's cool, right? This is what you need to be passionate about. Then developing a strategy. This is something really tough one, right? When you become a product manager, because the thing what you will develop, this is something that somewhat will implement in the later on strategy. But you can take into consideration also that you are building your life strategy. So as a product manager, you're interested in building those strategy. I would say 101% of people will say that get shit done is really important. It's not about bluffing during the meetings. It's about really get things going, right? We need to ship from A to B, right? We need this success, and we need products to be shipped. We need teams to be shipped, and this quality is really important. And another part is be a leader, leading a team, because product managers usually have their own teams, right, of developers, designers, and QAs. And of course, like, you can make decisions. Decisions are really important. It's if you always like agree to someone else's opinion, then it most of the problem that your product will be not so good. You need to have the sense of like your opinion and make the critical decisions. And I mean, this is all about creating just amazing experiences as for yourself, right? So you need to give this to other people. And these were good parts. I will summarize them somewhere in the doc after. You can download it and check once again. And what I was seeing in those PMs who were not actually thinking that they are like good PMs and they are not like fulfilled with this joy, it's those people who having their own way, right? So they do not care about anyone, right? They just like doing their jobs, right? They trying to pretend be right, that this particular item is their belief that needs to be done, right? This is also wrong. This is totally wrong. And if you're doing this, then you might like consider of doing something else. It's also all about one of the funniest thing that many product managers actually are doing in the first like junior steps. They're designing, building things by yourself, right? No, this is totally wrong. For that you have developers. They know what they are doing. They are for developing. Designers are for designing. A product manager is for making all these instances to happen and building right products. And like thinking, and the next step is like thinking that everyone admires you, like you are the superstar, you are the CEO, right? No, this is totally not the case. I think you better you can be a good actress or actor, right? So what the funniest thing is, you're avoiding the meetings, right? So you hate meetings, right? You are dead by the meetings. And as a product manager, you need to be in a lot of meetings right there. So this is what was our why. So at this point, you know what is the good fit and what is the bad like fit for this product management. And then from the why, we start with the how, right? So I have summarized the four main things how you can get into this path of product management. And many people have shared their experiences with me when I was like pursuing my product management transforming, and I was listening to those people, and it's really interesting because again, my experience showed me that from chemistry I can be also in the product management. So one of the first good things that how you can get into product management is when you work in a large company and you have this internal transition of something. It's easiest and quickest route there. Yeah, but it always requires some knowledge, some internal transferring, and you need to demonstrate those skills that you have to be in that PM role, right? And and this is something that many people are like starting, let's say, from the support agents. They are working for, I don't know, 3 or 5 years there, and they are like becoming product managers because of they are knowing the product, that they will like supporting those users, and then they have some certain of skills that they were like contributing and getting there. Right, this is an internal transition at large company. The next item is finding a junior PM role at the large company, right? So many companies, Google, Apple, Amazon, right? They are offering their internships, but in product management, internship is called a little bit different. The junior role as such, right? It's called associate product manager. It means that this person is contributing and working closely with the already medium or senior product managers. And this is for sure the way how to start. Go to the internships, go to APMs and try to find it, right? You do not need any like MBA degrees for that, right? And also, how you can get there is another question. So you need to have this feeling that you want to try this role, and I really suggest to take some of the quick courses on Udemy, Audacity, Skillshare, or just join one of the like largest groups in our product community as a product school, General Assembly, right? They're really good, and then you can feel the sense on and also see if there are some open jobs. Another part, which was my story, is joining a startup with a burning need. It means that startups, right, they usually do not know which direction they are heading, because they are like starting very quick, they want to ship the product for users, they want to get this engagement, they want to get product that is like working, get the suggestions, and this is where mainly like people like starting, right? They could start as a finance interns, and actually it's the most easier transition also there to be a PM, because to onboard for startup the new person, which was not like in the beginning, it's like again different story. And if you really want to check what startups are like offering now, it's there are a lot of great companies out there, right? You can just like write down to CEO or PM of that startup and just get some cup of coffee and talk about where do they need some help there, and maybe after some 2 years you can contribute them as a PM, right? And again, what I was mentioning earlier is that many product managers, after exiting the big companies, getting all this knowledge, they usually are starting their own companies. This is starting either the big companies, either the like startup ones. So this is really cool, right? But and how Ben Horowitz used to say is actually CEO, chief executive officer, is the product manager, right? Of is the same like for the product. And yeah, but again, this is your call, right? Do you want to build the company first, or you want to get this knowledge and experience? Because I really believe that getting somewhere in the bigger organizations will just give you broader vision on how the products are working, and then always you can build your own startup company whatsoever, even if you are like 30, 35 or 40, right? So, but the knowledge matters. So here what I just explained to you, the four main things how you can get it, and this is most things that how you can get into product management. So when we have covered the two main aspects of why and how, we need to go to the third topic, is what. And the what is actually the skills that you need to been building during your product management career, when you are starting, when you are working, and even when you are the senior, because this learning curve never stops, right? And of course, the roles of product management and manager varies between every single organization, and they are having like different experiences on the product and so on. But I would like to give you three main core skills that you need to build during your continue building your during your product management path, right? And the first is taking any problem and being able to develop a strategy to resolve. This is very typical, because product managers are somewhat people who actually are solving the problems of users, of teams. And you need to develop a so-called roadmap on how to solve this problem. You need to figure it out what will be the deadline for every single instance of it, right? And you need to guide your team. You have this strategy, and this strategy should be fulfilled with clear vision and on what really matters. And there always in the end should be solution that is ready for your user, for your team, or even for your overall business, or just for yourself. During my studies, I have read one of the greatest books, I think, in terms of strategy. And every single year I'm trying to review all these notes, and just as I'm like learning more, I need to review all these materials again and again. And the good book is Richard Rummel, Good and Bad Strategy. Buy it and read it. I will drop the link to Book Depository for sure, so you can buy it. The second point and the second core skill, what we already touched upon in the very first intro today, is getting shit done, right? And this is something about execution, right? It's driving the process. It's ability just to give understanding to your team that this needs to be done, right? And if there is some problems with it, you need to try to solve it, right? You need to be that mister who takes all responsibility to himself and just make it like done, tick mark in your block. And I stumbled upon one of the coolest inventions. Of course, it was invented by Google. Originally, is OKR system, which stands for Objective and Key Results. And for that, for sure, it's again the book by John Doerr, Measure What Matters. So I think overall goal setting concept there is something that I enjoy. I'm not sure, maybe you have some different methods that you really enjoy, but to meet those goals and to get there, you need to have any system built in the first place. And of course, the third vital core skill is communication. Engineers code, designers design a product, and product managers, they actually communicate, and communicate a lot with the people, because this is the part of their work. They are doing this type of like getting shit done experience, right? Through the communication of different organizations, because again, here we go back, technology, user experience, and business is all in those circles, and you need to be proficient in any of those, right? In your certain business. And just, you need to be amazing speaker, right? Not go and say some TEDx talks, right? But at least try to communicate, understand the people, different behaviors, this psychology things. And this is really important. This is the one of the key skills of this job, right? And it's difficult, right? It's difficult. Communication has always been difficult. And I will recommend you the two masterpieces of it, how you can improve. First, just try to read Chris Voss. Chris Voss was one of the FBI negotiators, right? And Never Split the Difference book, which is great. Also, there is a masterclass for it. And let's now remember one of the your childhood memories. I am 100% sure that you have watched a lot of cartoons, and you have thought how it's to be working at Disney or Pixar, right? So PMs are those type of the guys that actually they are building not only user stories, they are building the stories, so people are believing in them. And this is something that PMs should develop. This is the storytelling skill. This is super vital skill that gives you the sense of how can you tell, how can you speak, what you need to give for the pitch, right? Because it's your product, you need to stand for it all the time and give the people story. And apart from all these three core skills, I would like to also give you the four extra thing is just always be prepared. There are a lot of meetings, there are a lot of conversations with the team, but you as a product manager, you need to have always be there in the moment, to have been prepared for everything, to know the business case, right? It's your job to know your product exceptionally well and where you are as a team and as a business are going and hitting towards which direction. And just to end with some positivity here and with the energy boost, this year 2021 will be amazing with a lot of stories from Google, Amazon, and 26 representatives. So make sure that you are listening to this podcast, telling your friends and family, and also hitting like buttons, hitting save buttons anywhere where you are listening us and watching. Anyways, I'm so happy and positively energetic here, and I wish you best of luck and wishing you happy new years, happy new thoughts. And if you are still thinking if you're suited to in this whole product management sphere, then drop me a message. We will have one-on-one and speak and align your goals together. I'm here to help you. My name is Elvis, and thank you for listening Product Table Podcast. See you later, alligator. Ciao, ciao. Oh,
Thank you.